Welcome to Everyday Creation, a show about living our purpose and lifting our vibes for ourselves and the world. I'm Kate Jones, here with a tribute to Barrett Strong, a writer of songs that other performers turned into classics. This is one of 44 short yet illuminating episodes about significant figures in the music industry who passed away in 2023. My guest, Sheldon Zolden, a longtime writer and newspaper editor, wrote these tributes and recorded them. Here's what he says about Strong, who died on January 28th of last year.
Barrett Strong had one hit as a singer, but he didn't care. He was happy writing songs that others turned into classics. Barrett, along with his writing partner Norman Whitfield, wrote, "I Heard It Through the Grapevine," "War," "Ball of Confusion," "I Wish It Would Rain," "Papa Was a Rolling Stone," and "Just My Imagination" for Motown artists The Temptations, Smokey Robinson, and Marvin Gaye. Strong died January 28th in San Diego, California. He was 81. Strong started singing and playing the piano in Detroit with his sisters. He had just turned 20 when he signed on with Berry Gordy, who had just started Motown. The song of the day, "Money, That's What I Want," became Motown's first hit record, a million seller, reaching number 2 on Billboard's R&B chart and 23 on the Hot 100 in 1960. It also gave Gordy the money needed to expand Motown. Strong said he wrote the song. He created the piano opening while riffing to Ray Charles' "What I Say." What he didn't know was his name was removed from the writing credits. Gordy claimed Strong's name originally was on the copyright because of a clerical error. "Money" might have been what he wanted, but he didn't get it. His name was added in 1987 and then taken off again in 1988. The Beatles recorded the song in 1963, and the Flying Lizards had a hit with it in England, where it reached number 5 on the charts.
This is Kate again. Sheldon also writes Song of the Day, a music-related story sent daily to an email list of subscribers. All of those stories and these tributes include links to the featured songs. In this episode's description, you can visit YouTube to hear Strong's "Money, That's What I Want," which he performed himself. Also in the description, you can find out how to join Sheldon's subscriber list. If you enjoyed this tribute, please check out the next one about prolific songwriter and hitmaker Burt Bacharach, and share the tributes with anyone who might appreciate these well-researched glimpses into the lives of the talented people who created some of the music we love. Thank you for listening to Everyday Creation.